which was sung by James Hunter, who is now getting out his pipes, and so you are treating us to the complete sonic range, or at least a larger sonic range, of what this band can do. This is a band, Floating Crowbar. They played for our kids' concert a week or two ago, and here they are anticipating St. Patrick's Day for us all with this concert. Thank you, gentlemen, for what you're doing, what you're giving us here. And so, with that instrument there, where's the next stage of our journey?
Well, we're going to play some more jigs for you.
We're on our way down the back lane, actually.
The first jig of this set is called Down the Back Lane. And the second one is Castlebar Races. It's the upbeat, happy one in the middle. And the last one is Denny Delaney's, which I think... Are you going to play the pipes on the whole thing?
I'm going to play them on Denny Delaney's. Do you want to check your tuning there? I think it would be good to check it now rather than...
When you're hearing the cheery... upbeat one in the middle called Castlebar Races, there's a history to that tune. There was a battle in 1798 between French, supported by the Irish Patriots, fighting the British around the town of Castlebar in County Mayo, and there were 6,000 British troops camped on the outskirts of Castlebar. They were surprised by 2,000 French and Irish, and it immediately turned into a rout of the English, and the English retreated at high speed on horseback through the town of Castlebar. It was later dubbed the Castlebar Races, and this tune commemorates that.
A little gloating there.
Yeah. The Irish were sitting on the hills, you know, with pints and just sort of cheering them on.
Sounds pretty close.
Okay.
Close enough for pipes.
Yeah, for pipes, that's really good, actually. Yeah.
So this is these three jigs. The last one was called?
The last one is called Denny Delaney's.
Denny Delaney's, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
live in our studio, we were hearing Floating Crowbar, those three pieces, Down the Back Lane, the Castlebar Races, in which James so quickly and easily set down the flute and got the pipes going and added that sound in, and then adding with Denny Delaney's. So that wonderful range. One thing I was about to ask, but then I really see the answer in what you do, is why you work so hard to play in tune. I mean, no, I don't mean that at all facetiously, but you really care about the playing in tune. It's all that unison that better be good,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You try to be in tune.
You can't fake it. Yeah.
We try.
You do a lovely, lovely job.
Well, I mean, you're combating, acoustic instruments, they're made of wood, they change with the humidity. Like pipes, for example, there are seven different reeds in this thing, and any change in the atmosphere at all, heat, temperature or humidity, changes the tuning. So,
of course, mandolins are notorious for being right in tune all the time.
All the time, yeah. You buy it, and that's it.
The
whole of
it. Pipers are notorious for being a bit cranky.
There you go.
Like oboists.
Of course. And I guess before we get too close to the end, a few brief commentaries on how this has affected your life to have this relationship to Ireland, this deep relationship to this music, this culture, this history. Some of you, I think, have been there a long time. Some of you have come up to it more recently. But just talk about, this deep immersion that you have.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is just, something strikes you, whether it's the sound of an instrument or a particular tune, and you just, you fall in love with the music.
There's a resonance there. I think it's in the genes or something. It's even though we don't all claim to be Irish. In fact, none of us claim to be Irish.
There's a lot of truth in that.
What do they call it, the diaspora?
Diaspora. I got into playing penny whistle because I was in a music shop in London and Portobello Road and heard. Vinnie Kilduff playing. Oh, actually, the tune that we're going to play now at the end of this is a tune called Sean Sa Chow, and it was just this bubble of notes coming out of a whistle. It's like I have to learn how to play that thing, and that was like the early 90s, and I didn't realize until I'd been playing this music for probably 5 or 6 years how many Irish grandparents I had, which is to say. Four. Yeah, so I said, like, my dad said, well, of course, it makes perfect sense that you're playing this music, even though you're English, because it's there. So I think the resonance is probably true.
Yeah.
And then the fact that you can travel anywhere in the world and find other musicians who can play this music. You can always find a session. I mean, I played in a session in Reykjavik, Iceland, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah,
I had a good session in Berlin.
And then to find, fellow travelers like these guys just in Spokane is just, what a treat. It's been, 9 years that we've played together seriously?
Ten years, although you left for a year to teach in Abu Dhabi.
And you still haven't got over that, have you?
No, he does.
He does. It's like every time we talk about it. And you left.
Left us all alone for a whole year.
It's made our lives, made my life incredibly richer. The music and then finding these guys and then
being able to go over to Ireland
to travel together and see the music in context of the culture has helped a lot. It's we wouldn't dream of or pretend that we all have day jobs and we wouldn't do this quote unquote professionally, but that doesn't mean it's any less important in our lives. It's just added a great richness.
Yeah, well, it certainly is to ours, so thank you. Floating Crowbar, and I don't know, we can get either one or two more tunes in. Let's see.
We'll do a song and then we'll do a set to end with.
Okay, there we go. That sounds just right. Again, live here in our studio, and what a treat to hear from you.
Anyway, off you go.
Chester City, at the great hour of the night, who should I see but a fair young maiden washing her clothes in the broad
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Now first she washed them, then she squeezed them, then she hung them out to dry. Then she folded up her arms in, oh, what a dear young girl am I.
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Well, for to fetch some water, bringing it home for to make some tea. Well, she fell under and I fell over, all of the game was above the knee.
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Madam, I'll tie up your garter, I'll tie it up above your knee. And if you like, I'll tie it up further. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Blue, it is a lovely color till it gets the second dip. That's what it's like with an old man courtin'. You never know when he'll get the fits.
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Have you heard of cups and saucers wrapping round in an old tin can? Have you heard of a fair young maiden married to an ugly gray old man?
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Madam, you have gold and silver. Madam, you have tracts of land. Madam, you have ships on the ocean. All you need is a fine young man.
Madam, I'm a darling, a diro did a row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day. Darling, a diro did the row. Madam, I'm a darling, a diro day.
Studio. Madam, and what were all those other words?
Madam, I'm a darling.
Madam, I'm a darling. Yeah. This is,
it's a little early in the day for that one.
A little racy,
that,
you know?
It was
17th century.
Racy.
That was a reel we were fumbling around on after that Sean Sachal, which means John of the Fog.
Nice. And so
after
that's,
a night
that's very appropriate. If it's
foggy headed.
Yeah. The foggy version. So what do you want to finish with? You want to finish with jigs or you want to finish with the reels?
You're asking me?
Somebody should decide and it shouldn't be Don. Because it'll take way too long.
You can see how the dynamics are.
I see. Yeah, that's what we mean about it.
Well, I feel like playing Helmet.
Let's do Helmet. Let's do Helmet.
Okay, but before you launch into it, a couple things. Do you have any public gigs coming along in the next few weeks?
We're playing somewhere tonight. Where are we playing tonight?
I think we're playing at
Bridge Press Cellars.
Are you sure it's not the Bellwether Brewery?
No, it's Bridge Press Cellars.
Okay. Well, what he said.
It's not Bellwether.
We're doing that early, right?
At 7 o'clock tonight.
So 7 o'clock tonight at what Cellars?
Bridge Press.
Which is where? On Pacific.
Near the Cracker Building, near Terrain.
It's a little further east. It's on the other side of Division.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on the other side of...
And then Sunday we have...
Sunday afternoon, yes.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon at Airway Heights Public Library at 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's
we have
nice.
A free...
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a free...
We've played in the public library system many times now, and...
one of our favorite
yeah,
things.
Corinne,
it's been a lot of fun.
She just sort of and said, no, we've got to have you St. Patrick's
what
Day. So.
What hour was is that?
I think
at
it's
3?
3 to 4.
3 o'clock. Yeah, yeah, that's an hour.
For Sunday afternoon, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Sunday afternoon,
St. Patrick's Day.
So everybody who doesn't want to be, you know, going out into... the bars and stuff like
exactly.
that. That's there. Show up 3 o'clock at the.
This is
he's
the.
St. Patrick's.
This,
yeah.
is the this is the least busy St. Patrick's Day weekend we've had, but we kind of enjoy that in a way. Most of the gigs available on St. Patrick's Day are bar gigs, and they're while you can make money this weekend, they're like the worst gigs ever. playing in a bar on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, because who's so, listening?
Who's listening? And
yeah,
people
yeah.
are falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
We're trying to avoid those.
Nice.
Got
well,
some
let's
not
hit
so
this.
Fond memories.
So if we have time for this one more, these are two more jigs. These are both considered very old tunes. We don't know how old, but this music can be anywhere from being written by someone alive today or 400 years old. The first one's called Helvic Head, and the second is The Humours of Ballylaughlin.
Humours of who?
Ballylaughlin.
Okay.
Thank you.
two jigs played for us by Floating Crowbar, Don Thompson playing the mandolin, Morgan Anderson the fiddle, James Hunter started on the pipes and ended up, started on the penny whistle, ended up on the pipes, and Rick Rubin on the guitar. Thank you, gentlemen, for a fabulous hour.
Oh, thanks
for having
us.
Thanks for having us.
Floating Crowbar, and this is Spokane Public Radio. I know that we're on our way to the Guitar Hour, and on the Guitar Hour, we're going to be hearing women guitarists for this International Women's Month. Now let's find out. Oh, and certainly my thanks to Jim Tevenin for keeping all of the sounds separated as much as with these crazy people it could be done. And so thank you to Jim. And yes, this is Spokane Public Radio.